Blog Talk Radio.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice, be with him again, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross. Kneel. Every care, kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you. Kneel at the cross. There is room for all who will his glory share. Bliss there awaits. Harm can never befall. Those who are anchored there, kneel at the cross. Leave every care, kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not away to that sparkling cup, trust only in his love. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Amen. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Back with you again today on Blog Talk Radio. Study to show thyself approved. Bible study in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. And this is Thursday night, 7 o'clock, is our Bible study night. And so we open up God's Word and do some investigation to see how we can learn what God, what thus saith the Lord, and what God has for us to learn. Many times we want to always talk to God, but we need to let God talk to us. Amen, somebody. So studying is more than just reading. It's showing yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed of rightly dividing the word of truth. We're also broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio in Norway, as well as Canada and the continental United States. So we're just having a glorious time today. And we're going to sing a couple more songs, and then we will get started with our lesson today. Get right, church, and let's go home. I tell you, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. What can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing one more song, and then we will have a word of prayer, and then we will get to the word at hand. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Let us go to God in prayer. Come, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus. Father, to you we give honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for the weather, Father, recognizing that we're going to get a little precipitation, a little snow tonight. But we know that it's all in your divine order, and so we're thankful for that. Father, thank you for just the rest that I received today. Man, I needed it bad, and it's bringing me back to the road of recovery. And I thank you so very much for that. Father, I'm praying for Annie, my neighbor. As we're praying for one another, continue to bless her. I think she said she has an assist on the back of her leg, and asking for prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing, a powerful tool that you've given us to communicate with you. So I'm asking you to put some extra TLC in her direction. I ask you to continue to bless her and her husband and her son in the ways that you know they really stand in need of. Father, I'm praying today for the word of God that is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, that it will continue to strengthen us and bless us in ways you know we really stand in need of. Father, this is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. For those of you who are here, turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 28. Psalm 28, and David talks about his strength. So we need to recognize that our strength must come from the Lord. Psalms 28. The Bible says, Lord, I call to you, my rock. Do not be deaf to me. If you remain silent to me, I will be like those going down to the pit. And I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard or Study Bible. You read from your translation. But it's a wonderful thing to read God's word. So David says, he positions the fact that it's the Lord that is doing, that he calls upon. Who do you call upon for strength? Good to see you. My sister Shanice, good to see you. Sister Turner, praise God for you. We're in Psalms 28. Who do you call for strength? David says, Lord, I call to you. See, it's so important that we know who to go to when we are weak, when we need a boost, when we need a little more love, when we need a little more forgiveness, when we need a little more grace and mercy. You can't just go to anybody. And you surely can't just flag anybody down. You need to go to a source that is so plentiful that it never runs out. Amen. Good to see you, Tracy. Psalms 28. You guys can share this video. I appreciate it. So he says, Lord, I call to you. And he says, you're my rock. Do not be deaf to me. If you remain silent to me, I will be like those going down to the pit. See, it's good to have a relationship with God. And to have one so intimate that you can talk to God and tell him, Lord, I need you to hear me. Don't turn your ear from me. I need to be pulled from the pit. I don't need to go back down in the pit. He says, listen to the sound of my pleading when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. See, we need to know that God is a present help in our time of need. We need to know that we can lift up holy hands. We need to know that God is a sanctuary, and he hears our petitions, he hears our cry, he hears our pleading. As a sovereign God, he listens to whomever he chooses. But what he definitely does is he grants blessings to those that are living obedient. Do not drag me away from the wicked with the evildoers. See, I don't want to be the unrighteous crowd. I don't want to be with the evildoers. I don't want to be with the wicked. My relationship with you, God, is so intense. It's so profound. It's so on point. That I need you to hear me. And not only that, I want to hear you. So do not drag me away with the wicked, with the evildoers, who speak in friendly ways with their neighbors, which malice is in their hearts. See, evildoers have strife, jealousy, envy, malice in their heart. Not just blood pump, but in the temporal lobes of the brain, the intent where they make their decisions at. And so we need to know without a shadow of a doubt that we serve a God that has us in a sacred place. We serve a God that listens to our petitions and to our cries. By faith, we serve a God that loves us more than we would understand what love is. Agape love is in spite of love. In spite of myself. In spite of some of the idiosyncrasies that and caveats that I find myself going through. I serve a God that loves me, that died for me, and died for you too. Repay them according to what they have done, according to the evil of their deeds. Repay them according to the work of their hands. Give them back what they deserve. So you're going to reap what you sow. If you do good, you get back good. If you do bad, you receive negativity. You receive bad. So we have to understand that we serve a God that loves us so much. I see you there. That you continue to bless us in our daily walk. Because they do not consider what the Lord has done or the work of his hands, he will tear them down and not rebuild them. May the Lord be praised, for he has heard the sound of my plea. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is a stronghold of salvation for his anointed. Save your people. Bless your possession. Shepherd them and carry them forever. Not going to be long tonight because I'm still recovering. And I'll solicit your prayers. But I definitely want to give you something to chew on tonight, to meditate on tonight. What do you say about the Lord? Is he your strength? Is he your shield? Do you trust in him? Do you find your help from him? Do you rejoice in him? And do you eulogize or praise him with song? Oh, we serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that deserves to be praised. We serve a God that stands strong in the midst of adversity and helps us in our daily needs. When you talk about your God, how do you brag on Big Brother Jesus? I serve a God that is better to me than I've ever been to myself. The Lord has allowed me to do things in my life that my skin color nor my pocket wouldn't allow me to go. Put me in positions, bring me among kings and queens, and just blessed me. But when it was time, when he called me, I answered that call. And sometimes it's difficult because other people want to jurisdict your call. But it's the Lord that calls, and it's ours to answer. God can use anybody, and I know that because he uses me. Hope, trust, and pray this lesson has blessed you. Give you something to chew on tonight. And we'll be back normally next week. Sunday at 6 p.m. and then next Thursday at 7 o'clock. Have a great day. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Let's go to, I see my wife's on Blog Talk. Definitely want to bring her in at this time. How you doing there?
Hi. Why are we ended pretty early?
Yeah.
I'm just hearing the end of it, and when you're dealing with how good God has been to you and me, in spite of our difficulties, in spite of our lack of, God always provides. And that's not just, you have to have trust and faith and know that he will. In the darkness, in dark moments, and as I'm learning about formidable will and intentional will and his ultimate will, whatever God's will is, we have to be obedient to that and be patient and understanding and be patient and understanding what his will is. And just understand, continue to have trust in him, stay close to him, put our little hands in God's big hands, and just remain close. Remain close. We shed tears when you have doubt, you know, not doubt, but when you have, when you're uncertain, you can shed tears. And God will give you answers and reveal to you, give you that peace that you're looking for. So that's what I got. So,
well, no, I appreciate you so very much for that. And, hope you had a great day today. And so, do something for someone today that they can't repay you for, getting Jesus Christ and him crucified. And like I said, it was a short day today because I'm still recovering. But we'll be back full-fledged next week. Have a great day. God bless you in the name of the Lord.